Greetings. I'm Bill Plotkin, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is J.D. Robinson, who is the Anti-Hunger Program Coordinator for Maryland Hunger Solutions. And J.D.'s here today to talk to us about hunger in Maryland, what the current situation is, and what we can do to help. So, J.D., welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. Appreciate being here.
Oh, great. I appreciate it. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about Maryland Hunger Solutions?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Maryland Hunger Solutions was founded in 2007 by the Food Research and Action Center. We've been an affiliate of them ever since. And we're an anti-hunger and anti-poverty nonprofit that is looking to end hunger and improve the health and well-being of everyone in Maryland. Essentially, we're here to provide education about how hunger still exists here in the state and provide solutions to help reduce food insecurity, doing that via helping and improving public policy at the state and federal level, and doing outreach to make sure that anyone that's eligible for the myriad of nutrition programs that we work with are able to access them and to get the most out of them as possible.
Great. Thank you. How can someone find out more information?
Yeah, so they can visit our website. It's mdhungersolutions.org, and we also operate a toll-free phone number that anyone in the state can call into if they're looking for more information about the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is one of the main programs we work with. They can call that number at 866-821-5552.
Okay, that's 866-871-5552.
My apologies, 866-821-5552.
You probably said it, and I probably screwed it up.
Anyway, all good.
Yes, we got the number anyway. What's your background and responsibilities at Maryland Hunger Solutions? You from Baltimore?
Actually grew up in Baltimore County, but moved to Baltimore right after I finished college in 2015. I actually started out at Maryland Hunger Solutions as an intern while I was working in a restaurant at the same time. Eventually, moved to a part-time position and then full-time, and since 2020 have been the program coordinator for SNAP here at Maryland Hunger Solutions. And in this role, I work with our outreach team to make sure folks are getting connected to the SNAP program, making sure they're able to finish their renewals, complete their interviews, and generally just making sure that the public and other organizations are aware of any sort of policy changes that are happening, because SNAP is a ever constantly changing program, and getting the correct information out to the community is paramount to what we do. And on top of that outreach, I also work at the state level on policy. So working with our legislators and lawmakers and other stakeholders at the General Assembly, which we have coming up in a couple of weeks now. We're gearing up for a really busy 2024, and just making sure that not only are we trying to improve programs such as school meals and SNAP and WIC, we're also defending those programs as well.
Great. That'll keep you busy.
It's a lot of work, but it's very fulfilling.
Yep. Well, I guess the problem is that the problem of hunger is still there. How's Maryland doing?
So Maryland is doing okay. Usually when we're looking at hunger, it's hard to quantify, but as with all things in life, we try to measure it. And of course, we've ended the federal public health emergency earlier this year, but the pandemic is still very much a marker of how things were in Maryland. And often when we look at hunger itself, and as a measure, we look at participation in the SNAP program, in the food stamp program. Uh-huh. And when we're looking at, comparable averages of participation totals throughout the state, that is the number of people that are utilizing SNAP, looking at November or October of last year, we were at around 646,000 folks in the state using the SNAP program. Looking at this most recent data that we have from the Department of Human Services, who administers the SNAP program, we're still sitting at around 680,000 to 690,000 folks using SNAP. So we're still seeing a high need of people utilizing this program and, getting the supplemental budget added to their groceries. And something that we really want to and you know, highlight is that this is still higher than where we were pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, back in February or March of 2020, we were in a steady decline ever since 2014, 2016. And since then, we've, you know, hit a peak. The highest record we ever had was in February of last year of 880,000 people on the SNAP program.
Wow.
And of course, that number has drastically reduced, but we're still seeing high levels, and that still means we have high levels of food insecurity here, especially when you look at the rising cost of food and general inflation that's affected a lot of families here in Maryland.
Wow. I mean, we're getting on 16-17%.
Yeah, it's a marked number as far as, you know, we're looking at the rest of the population. And of that number, of the 680,000 people that we have on right now, about 110,000 of them are older adults. So we're seeing a lot of, you know, information on who is accessing the program. And we're seeing it about 2 in 5 of those participants are children as well. But that number is still increasing, too.
Well, yeah, but it is like one in six, 1 in 7 Marylanders, something like that.
Yeah, just about. And you know, one thing that's happened to everybody, and this is not just here in Maryland, but across the country, is we did lose a federal program called emergency allotments within SNAP. And what emergency allotments did was give everybody that was eligible for the SNAP program the maximum amount they could receive for their household size. So we had, during the pandemic, for a household size of 1, for example, if you were eligible for SNAP, you got $281, which was the maximum at the time. This past February, we lost that program across the board. You know, that was, you know, across the country, but especially here in Maryland, we saw people dropping, again, taking an example of that household size of 1, from $281 down to the federal minimum of $23.
Wow. And that's a month.
That's a month, yeah. And so that's the, you know, this we've had this term called the hunger cliff. And we've hit it, and, you know, we've had people fall right off of it, and we're really starting to see the effects come now during the holidays when people are really scrambling to see what they can do to make sure they have enough money to put food on the table. And that loss of emergency allotments really affected a lot of households and families.
Wow. Wow. And unfortunately, I guess that there are a lot of folks that are eligible that aren't getting it.
Yeah, and so what the number we look at there is usually called EBNE, eligible but not enrolled. And that's a hard metric to really pin down because there's a lot of reasons people may not want to apply in the first place. SNAP is not the easiest program to get onto. There are interviews, there are documents you need to verify, and sometimes just navigating the online application can be really difficult. And on top of that, you may have families or individuals that were, you know, on SNAP during the pandemic, and they were getting that maximum allotment, and ever since they went back down to $23, they may say, you know, this isn't worth it. This isn't worth my time. And it's really hard to kind of figure out exactly what the issue is for why people aren't applying. But, you know, one thing that's really persisted throughout, I think, the beginning of the SNAP program and other programs like it is stigma. There's a lot of social stigma about accessing something like this, and that's something that we're working to actively combat.
I think all of us have been in the food store and seen somebody who was pulling out the SNAP coupons and see the other shoppers kind of looking at them twice. It's a shame. Because
we've all been in the grocery store recently, and we've seen how much food is these days. And
yeah.
I think it's something that we definitely need to frame in that, you know, while it's affecting all of us, it's really affecting those that are, you know, relying on programs like SNAP the most.
Yeah, from $281 to $20 a month. I don't know anybody that can live on $20 of food a month.
I can't either, and it's
hard to imagine.
Yeah, and so one thing that we're looking to do, at least in the upcoming legislative session, is to follow in the footsteps of some of other states that have really taken some amazing action to combat that decrease. Specifically, New Jersey, which raised their SNAP minimum from $23 to $50 and then raised it again to $95 a month, meaning that if you are in New Jersey and you are on SNAP, you will never get less than $95 a month. And that is a market increase from $23. Now, that's not to say we don't have an increase here. In Maryland, we do increase the benefits for our older adults. So anyone who's 62 years of age and older in Maryland and on SNAP, they never get less than $40 a month. But we think that more can be done, not just for our older adults, but for everybody on SNAP in Maryland, just to get them to a point where their benefits can really help them in the grocery store.
Yeah, because the need is obviously there and getting worse. You mentioned the SNAP program and how a lot of folks just give up with the application process. How can someone find out more information about SNAP and apply?
Yeah, so the SNAP program can be accessed if you're interested in applying on your own. If you go to the mymdthink.maryland.gov website, that is definitely a route you can take. You can also contact a community-based organization like ourselves. As I mentioned earlier, we have our toll-free number, 866-821-5552. If you're interested in learning more about the program, seeing if you might qualify, and also getting assistance directly from our team. And also, like I mentioned earlier, other community-based organizations like the Maryland Food Bank, CASA, and there's so many out there that folks can talk to. And really just, I want to emphasize that this outreach that all of these community-based organizations are doing is so important to just strengthen the program as a whole, because we know that participation number I gave you earlier, 680,000 people in Maryland, probably should be higher. There's probably a lot of folks out there that think they may not qualify, or think that, that just because they got out during the pandemic, their situation has completely changed and they can't, they're no longer eligible. And it's really organizations that work with the Department of Human Services in this SNAP outreach program that going out there, educating folks, getting them signed up, are really doing some amazing work.
Yes, indeed. Just to give our listeners an idea, how does somebody who's getting $20 a month get enough money for food, get food?
But, from talking to folks that have and listening to their stories about, especially the folks that have dropped from that 280 to 23, we're met with a lot of anger, we're met with a lot of disappointment, and we're met with a lot of just confusion. Were getting assistance during a very difficult time for everybody in the country and in the state. And I think they kind of feel a little left behind.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter remains is that, it's not up to community organizations like ourselves and like the food bank to fill in the gaps. It's up to our state governments. It's up to our federal government to really make sure that we're giving folks enough resources to put food on the table for themselves and for their children, which is why we're doing this advocacy, why we're doing this outreach, is to really engage with those lawmakers and legislators to just show them that, these are real things, these are real people, these are things that are happening in your community. Maryland Hunger Solutions say that, we don't touch food, but we do touch people and communities. We aren't at food banks handing out food, but we do direct folks to them. And we know that food banks and churches are doing the most that they can, but we also know that that's not enough. That's not really enough to get to the root cause of why people are hungry and why people are food insecure, which is why we really have to address policy. Look at those root causes, look at benefit adequacy within the SNAP program and see and show $23 isn't enough.
Right.
Needs to be more.
We're just about out of time. Let's talk about what our listeners can do to help.
So if you're looking to donate to our program, if you go to mdhungersolutions.org, there's a donate button right at the top of the webpage, and your support means that we can help connect more Maryland families to food programs like SNAP and school meals, making sure that they have access to healthy and affordable food, and making sure that, we can do the advocacy and the outreach that is so important to the people of Maryland. And if you're interested in volunteering with us, we like to say we offer a very unique volunteering opportunities. You won't be stocking shelves, you won't be delivering food, but you will be talking to people, and you'll be addressing people in your community that are looking for assistance and really helping out our outreach team, making sure that you're getting people connected to every resource that's available to them. And if you're interested in volunteering, you can go ahead and, again, call our toll-free number, 866-821-5552. Just leave us a voicemail, mention that you're interested in volunteering, and we'll get right back to you.
But unfortunately, we're about out of time. I want to thank our guest, J.D. Robinson, who's Anti-Hunger Program Coordinator for the Maryland Hunger Solutions. J.D., thank you. Keep up your good work for all of us. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in today. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.